Ray Kaplan's on the phone line. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hey, John. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it has been a while, actually. I saw a story in the paper last week, and it was you. They evidently discovered you in the Tribune. You were just telling the story about how you get people financial relief. And one of the stories was a woman who borrowed $12,000 or $15,000 to go to college. Then she went and got a master's. And by the time she left post-secondary education, she was $120,000 in debt. And that's not the punchline. She eventually accrued, what was the final with interest? How much did she end up owing, Ray? Was it $274?
I believe it was either $247 or $274, correct? $274,000.
A quarter of $1 million. And she was in social services.
Right. Right. I know that is a big one. It's actually not the biggest one we've had forgiven. We've had $300,000-$500,000 in loans forgiven, believe it or not. But we see that a lot, especially with people who carry their loans, you know, from undergrad, take some time off, then, you know, go to grad school, maybe go for a second graduate level, some kind of degree, and then sometimes take out loans in addition then for their children. So it really adds up because people don't realize that interest starts to accrue right away. And it used to be that the interest would then capitalize. So they would add that interest up and then put it onto the loan balance. And then interest would accrue on that new higher loan balance. So, yeah, we see that all the time. But I thought the story in the Trib did a really nice job in that they discuss how many people are eligible to have their loans forgiven. And our clients, they highlighted a few of those cases, which are really just life-changing. To have $200,000 in loans forgiven, or $160,000 was another one, yeah. Great client of ours. And it's just really life-changing forgiveness.
She was making $1,200 a month payments, as I recall. $1,200. It was so bad she didn't even tell her husband. They were both working, and she had this debt that she was never going to get out from underneath. The interest keeps accruing, as you said. But she was also working in the public sector for more than 20 years. You would think that since that would trigger forgiveness if you've been making regular payments, that whoever she was making the payments to would say, 20 years, time's up. Did you know XYZ? They don't do that, do they, Ray?
No, and she got so much incorrect information, as very often happens with the servicers. What was happening there was that she did have federal loans, but she had the wrong type of federal loan. And we needed to submit the appropriate paperwork to basically turn her one type of federal loan into a different type of federal loan. And those were eligible for public service loan forgiveness, and no one ever told her what she needed to do.
Who would know?
Right.
And I don't know, you know, we all get mad at everybody about all of these things, but shouldn't there be some obligation from the whoever's servicing that debt? Maybe they don't want to because they want $274,000 from you, but it would just seem to me like if you've played the game and the law is there, there should be some obligation from the servicer to tell them that you're now eligible for forgiveness.
Well, I always kind of liken it to if you're a taxpayer and there are tax credits out there and tax deductions out there, but you've got to be the one who finds them and applies them to yourself and your situation. And if you don't know, that's why you go to an expert. You really can't rely upon, say, the IRS to tell you, oh, by the way, you're eligible for this, that tax deduction. You have to do your homework. And it's a very complicated system. And so really, you know, that's where we come in, is to help people navigate that system so that they pay back what they're supposed to pay, but not more than you're supposed to pay.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, say you borrowed $100,000. You should pay back $100,000 in my world. You should even pay back $115,000. I mean, I think interest is a reasonable expectation for somebody lending money. That's how they make money. But it should never be $274,000 if you only borrowed $100,000. That's usury, if you ask me.
Well, I know. It seems crazy. Although, keep in mind that these were loans that had been accruing interest for over 20 years.
I know. I think what's the purpose of a student loan? It's to get somebody on their feet, earning a nice income and helping America pay taxes, have good jobs, do meaningful work.
That's exactly right. The student loan system was meant to lift people up and not be an anchor around their necks. So I completely agree with you.
I would make that an exception. I got 30 seconds, Ray. I just wanted people to know this is what's going on out there and that there is hope in sight for at least some people. Is there any other new wrinkle in the loan business these days that I should at least give me the headline on that?
Oh, yeah. This has really been a very unusual time of incredible upheaval in the student loan system because the Biden administration rolled out a new payment plan that's currently been enjoined. There's an injunction by an Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. And so we're waiting to see if that works its way up to the Supreme Court so that the SAVE plan, which lowers everybody's monthly payment, can continue. And stay tuned. We'll have updates and we're monitoring it very closely.
Well, I know you're scheduled too. Did you know you're scheduled to be on Bob Surratt's show with Wendy tomorrow?
I did know that, actually. Yes, thank you. I know we're trying to get the word out as much as possible because about 8 million people have been placed into forbearance.
Right.
And if you're going for public service loan forgiveness, forbearance doesn't count. So we can give you the tips on how to get around that.
Listen to Wendy tomorrow morning. Ray will be on then. You can do that then. Thanks for helping us today.
Thank you so much, John. Anytime.
That's Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com, financialrelief.com.